The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Wake the fuck up.
How's the diabetes treating you?
I have no idea how much it cost me to bring such a force to bear here.
You need to...
go to the fucking gym. Damn chode.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome, everyone. Episode 2875 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in Zehrelm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, Beesh's, Boosh's, Bustas, Hustles, and Yo Hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. Today's episode of the Beescast is brought to you, is sponsored by Everson K2, flexing on all you beach.
The fucking Catalina wine.
All right, fam, welcome to the show. Y'all know the hashtag already. Make sure if you are a member, drop it in the comments down below. And of course, head on over to SwordArmistX.com and join the fam today to get access to all of our programs. The 90-Day Dash, Swole Mastery, Swole Season, Scorched Earth, Maximum Swole. We got lots of awesome programs. Almost 400 yoga classes and mobility classes, meditation sessions in the Brain Gains Meditation Center. We got everything you need over at SwoleNormousX.com, plus all the private live streams, like our twice-monthly Swole Fam Roundtables, also just like our weekly overtime segments on Fridays with brand new Drive Mulganings exclusively for members. So check it all out, SwoleNormousX.com. And of course, we still have some awesome specials going on over at PapaSwolio.com. Save 20% off the entire site. And man, do we have a lot of stuff over there. We got brand new drops. Check it out. 20% off everything site-wide over at PapaSwolio.com. We have something for everyone. We have baby onesies. We have kids t-shirts. We have tanks. We have long sleeve tees, hoodies, mugs, flags, program. We have everything over there. We got ringtones. We got it all. Check it out. PapaSwolio.com. Save 20% off the entire site. Now let's get into today's episode. Are you ready for an amazing sleaze cast? Drop in the comments. What are you smashing today? And let's get the party started. Fucking nail. The Schwole card has been exposed and it is glorious. Hashtag sun the nips for a chance to win today's Schwole card. Now let's moisturize and get into the tip. Let's freaking go. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, reminder, this past Monday, we dropped two new releases. We got the Swole Foods design, similar to Whole Foods, but it's better than Whole Foods. It's Swole Foods. And of course, we have the Pepsi GTTFG designs available over there at papasoilio.com. I wanted to show those earlier. So we got new releases and first post from the day. Swole Fam is from Corey, and Corey says went from 267 to 244 in 5 months. Ooh.
Wow.
I'm 6'5", but I feel like I should be putting on more muscle. Any advice? High weight, three sets to failure. Three sets of what? What exercises? Are you actually hitting failure? Are you doing enough volume? Three sets per body part? Not all body parts are equal. How much recovery? How much sleep? Et cetera, et cetera. You're also 6'5", so it takes a shitload of muscle growth to make it look like you gained anything. Do not underestimate how much muscle you have to put on to look jacked at 6'5". It's a lot. It's a lot. So you went from 267 to 244. I mean, honestly, for you to probably look the way you want, you got to put on 20 or 30 pounds of muscle from where you're at. Maybe like easily. It takes a lot. It takes a lot to build muscle in a big frame. That's why bodybuilders and people that are shorter, it's not like a choice. You know, people can't choose how tall they are. So of course, if you have good genetics, if you have proper nutrition, you might be able to grow, you know, more, but, it's just easier. You don't have to put on as much muscle. Let's say you're 5'2". You don't have to be as, you're not going to be 250 pounds of muscle. You're going to look like a bowling ball. You know, if you want to look jacked at 5'2", you're probably going to be 150 pounds, 160 pounds. Like, you're not going to weigh that much just because of your frame. So, but you're looking good. You're looking great, man. You're looking great. You're looking great. So obviously you're putting on muscle. You look great. Just keep it up. Just don't underestimate how much muscle you got to put on for 6'5". You're just a big guy. So a lot of people would love to be 6'5". It just takes a lot of muscle. A lot of muscle to be big at 6'5". To look big, remember, you're tall, so you're naturally going to look lankier just because you're more vertical. And to put on muscle, to look wide, right? So if you're muscular, you're not going to look skinny. You're going to be muscular, which means width, which means shoulders and arms and legs, you know, lats, your back. That's all. To be that tall, to get that wide, it's a lot more mass. John, hey, how's it going? My name is John. I'm 28 years old. I'm an aviation mechanic for the USMC. I joined this to have a good program to keep me in the best shape possible. Welcome. And USMC is, of course, the Marine Corps. So get a little America. Welcome to the fam. Thank you for your service. Aviation mechanic. Nice. Maybe you can give Boeing some tips. Maybe tell them, remind them that it's important to have doors and wings and shit like that on their airplanes. All right. All right, fam, let's move on to some emails. Remember, go to makeemailswoleagain.com to get the Knowledge Cock in your inbox. It's free and it's awesome. We got two responses from the Don't Feel Like Training Today email. Lacey says, not training and taking care of yourself because you don't feel like it is like not wiping your ass because you don't feel like it. Just get it fucking done. Seven pillars. I agree. That's one of my favorite quotes. Do you brush your teeth? And some people don't. You have shit mouth. Do you wipe your ass? Everyone wipes their ass. You're going to clean your asshole. That's just ridiculous. If you take a poop, you're going to wipe your butt. If you don't, you're going to have shit butt. And remember, wipe front to back. It's pretty standard. Do you wipe your ass? Yes. Now go to the fucking gym. I love that quote. All right. Don't feel like training today. Joanne says, I have already started my day with some 6 a.m. yoga. This afternoon, I will spend about 3 hours teaching and training karate, and I'll be doing some mobility exercise as a part of it. I don't actually feel like training today. When the morning I had planned was interrupted by my phone dying, it threw not only my plan, but my mood into chaos. That's an interesting way to spell chaos, K-A-C-H-A-O-S. Because I teach and have set times, I cannot cancel just because of an inconvenience or in my mood. It really helps me, helps to keep me accountable. Once I am down the stairs in my dojo, which is my home gym, there's no excuse. I just get my shit together and do it. If life were to throw me a huge curveball that actually prevented me from training for the rest of the day, I've already done an express yoga session, so I never really miss out. That's fucking dope. Good for you, Joanne. Proud of you. I love it. All right, fam, we're going to move in some knowledge cop. Remember, for the balls deep portion, we will be switching over to Rumble. So if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe to Rumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole, so you don't miss out on the full episodes, only the full episodes over there on Rumble. So let's get into it. Knowledge cock. As if you haven't been receiving it for the past 20 minutes or so. Yeah. All right, let's do it. Questions. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. Remember, if you want to call into the show, go to askpapaswolio.com. Very simple to remember. Askpapaswolio.com, and we'll get to your call in an upcoming episode. Let's get the first question. Let's see here. First question from Instagram.
What's in the
Dennis
box?
Flores, Papa Swolio, if you had to choose big mamas or skinny mamas, hypothetically. Ew, what?
You're not making this easy on me, boy.
I don't like either. Skinny as in like no butt? You mean like fat women or skinny women? I'm going to choose neither. I don't like skinny either. It's a weird question. Ugh. Ugh. Who wants that? Why is that important information? Yeah. Skinny? Skinny? Ugh. I don't like fat chicks either. I feel like should we reboot the podcast? I feel like we should start over from scratch. We're in the knowledge cock. We pushed in deeper, and I'm not in the mood anymore. I'm not in the mood anymore.
Chicks will dig you, or dudes, or whatever gender thing you're into.
I feel like all of a sudden my mouth is dry, and it just tasted bad. That question, like when it went into my eyes and then to my taste buds. If you're listening, sorry, I know I'm like licking in the microphone, but it's like, I'm like scraping my tongue with my teeth. All right. Christina Krusik, Papa Swolio, best tips for cardio. Don't do it. Hey. best tips for cardio, high intensity intervals. Do like 30 seconds, 20, 30 seconds all out, 2 to 3 minutes at a chill jog pace. Like do like 4 or 5 rounds. You don't kill yourself with long distance cardio. Do some kettlebell stuff, do some sprints, do a Versa climber, do a like assault bike, but short stints. You don't need to be on that shit for an hour, 10, 15 minutes of cardio. That's a like high intensity interval. That's fine. If you're a cardio junkie, just make sure you're lifting weights. So tips for cardio is make sure best tips for cardio, lift some fucking weights, lift weights. All right, Kenny the Great, Papa Swolio, favorite song. Go to the fucking gym. Why won't you go to the fucking gym? All you do is send me questions on Instagram. Get off the phone and go to the fucking gym. That was not bad. All right.
I gave it a 10. A 10. On the spot. A fucking 10.
Change your screen name to Kenny the Worst Questions Ever. Favorite song. Go to the fucking gym, bro. Dom Wong. I don't have a favorite song. Favorite song.
This is my favorite song. I love listening to it. I just like this. Is my favorite one. It's my favorite one. I listen to it because it's my favorite.
I like certain songs. A favorite song. Like I need an anthem or something. All right. Dom Wong, 24. How do I train like football player? How do I train like a football player? Rachel Rodiaz, Papa Swolio, any working out tips for the pregnant population? Haven't you done enough? Have you done enough working out? Yeah, that's my favorite song, the Dry Mole Gaining song. Rachel, any working out tips for the pregnant population? Honestly, you ladies that are looking to get pregnant, you should be training like savages before you get pregnant. You know, adding new stress. Don't start new stressful training if you're pregnant and you didn't do it before. You don't need that additional stress. If you're already physically fit and you're exercising, you can continue as long as you and your medical team or how you feel. You can pretty much do most of the stuff. Obviously, you're not doing burpees if you're pregnant, but you can keep on training how you normally been training into your pregnancy barring any medical conditions or recommendations from your, you know, however you're giving birth or checking to make sure that you're healthy and all that stuff. So yeah, yoga, prenatal yoga, but you should be lifting, you should be lifting weights before you get pregnant. And you can continue lifting weights, at least until like the first, maybe second trimester. But of course, you're going to tamper down and go lighter, and not like you're not doing hitting, trying to hit PRs when you're, you know, 7 months in. And the pregnant population. So some people are like, yeah, pregnant population sounds like pregnant people, but there's no such thing as pregnant people. There's pregnant women, because women are the only ones that can get pregnant. Just to remind everyone, obviously, if we have some new people here,
boys have a penis, girls have a
vagina, women get pregnant, men don't. Okay, so if you're a man, or you're a man who thinks he's a woman, you're not getting pregnant, right? Just clarifying, I think it's important these days. But of course, pregnant population. You know what? One other thing that I don't really like about this question is, like, pregnant population. There's not workout tips for the pregnant population. It's individual. If you exercise regularly and you're a fitness competitor, you train hard and you get pregnant, keep doing what you're doing. Obviously more mindful, but you can keep doing most as long as you feel good with what you're doing. Just keep in mind that you are growing a human inside you. Hitting a PR or doing heavy barbell cleans probably isn't a top priority, or shouldn't be. All right. Let's see. Lavash Papasolio, lost about 60 pounds over the last year. How can I tell if I have loose skin or it's just the last bit of fat around the belly? You'll know. Loose skin doesn't have that tautness that fat does. Like, pull the skin off. If you have a lot of extra loose skin, it's just peeling off. Skin's thin. That layer of the dermis is very thin. You'll know if it's fat. If you squeeze it and there's some chunk in there, that ain't skin. All right. Any other, you know. So if you're trying to see like this, like skin's like this. There's still a little bit of subcutaneous fat there, because like obviously my forearms aren't shredded to the bone. So there's fat there, but I'm getting some chunk. I'm trying to find where I might have like some more skin like here around like my bicep. Like that's skin. There's no fat in there really. I'm just leaner in that area. But I also have more looser skin because I used to, you know. I wouldn't say necessarily used to be bigger. I'm just not as lean as I was maybe like a couple years ago. Bulking season, you know how it is. Papa's on that perma bulk right now. It's fucking cool. Let's make some fucking gains. Let's make some gains. All right, Keaton Manitowabi, Papa Solio, what is a rest day look like for the papa? Walking the dog. Maybe, you know, doing some mobility, sauna, cold plunge, maybe going outside in the sun. Pretty much what a normal day looks like without the heavy, intense lifting. Manuel Chepo, Papa Solio, what do you think about people who use roids? I don't care what people do. What I don't like is when people take it and then don't admit that they take it, or pretend like they don't, or lie, or they're, I don't like liars. I don't like people who have no integrity and are fucking liars. They're essentially scam artists. Like anyone who pretends like they don't take steroids, that's obvious that they are just full of shit. And remember, they might say, oh, I don't take steroids. They take growth. They take all this other stuff. Or they take everything. They justify or they change the definition of their own mind of what natural means or what a steroid is. And they take this. They take SARMs. They take Anavar. You know, they take, well, it's not test, whatever it is. I don't care. But I don't care who uses it. People are going to use it. I think you should be getting blood work done or do it safely. Get high quality stuff. If you're going to do it properly. Don't just get something from the dude at the gym and just stick it in your ass. So I don't care if people take stuff. But if you're a fucking liar, then you're a fucking liar. You can't trust anything that comes out of your mouth hole. Okay. All right, Retro Gym on YouTube, I just wanted to drop in and say thank you. A video of yours from 2019 at the start of the year was a big comfort to me while I was dealing with some hard times. Appreciate what you do. Oh, great. Glad to hear it from 2019. I wonder what that was. Thank you, YouTube, for popping up a video. I appreciate it. Look at YouTube showing my video to someone. That's a fucking event. That's an event. Did I get a suggested video? Wow. maybe YouTube likes me. They showed a video to someone. It's like a whole shocking event. Oh my God. All right. Yet I'll have a video of some videos from, you know, the videos that went viral. I have like one video, I think, that got over like a million, that camel toe video. I'm sure that's like the first video that people see still. It's just that camel toe video. Like one video just keeps on going. It broke through the algorithm. They can't shut it down. It actually got a bunch of views, and so now they can't stop it. All right. Any more questions? Hashtag ask Papa Swolio. Going once, going twice, going steak, raw cheese, and white rice. All right, balls deep time, fam. Do you know the deal?
That's deep.
All right, balls deep time. That means YouTube peeps, head on over to Rumble. Show's about to shut off here. We're going to go balls deep over on the Rumble, Rumble the Taint, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Thanks for being here. And of course, you can also catch the show on Spotify, Apple Podcast. Peace out, YouTubes. Time to Rumble. All right, let's get into it. All right, beeshes. So let's get into it. Oh, I guess the titles on YouTube are still jacked up. Hold on. All right. I think I'm probably going to stop streaming on YouTube even for, let's just do it for a little bit, pop back. Fuck YouTube. I just decided to do it this past week. I just don't like it. I hate shutting off the stream. It's like, eh. I thought maybe every once in a while I kind of want to go back on YouTube for a little bit to remind people, hey, we're here on Rumble. And I know a bunch of people that were like, hey, where's the show? As if the show stops, you know? People don't think to check out everywhere else you can follow the show. So, I just don't care. Every time I go turn it off, I'm like, every time I turn it off in my head, I'm like, why am I streaming there? So I'll probably stop again. I do this once in a while. For a week, I'll do it on YouTube. And then I'm like, I'm tired of, but then I'll pop off a couple months later, go back, and then come back. All right, let's see. Bum, bum, bum. Pick a number 1, 2, 3, or 4. Let's go. Let's get into a couple videos. Let's see what we got for news. Planet Fitness still sucks. Let's see here. This post is unavailable. Good thing I screenshot it. So, all right. This guy posted, was it Mike Sington? Let's see here. He posted a picture of Barron Trump today, and it was like at 7 o'clock this morning. Said, well, I'll show you the post because he deleted the post. So I said, why is this dude hitting on Barron Trump? Creepy as fuck. Chill out. So obviously, well, that was a troll because he wasn't actually hitting on him. But in other words, I took screenshots because the post was since deleted for obvious reasons. He posted a picture of the president's son. Okay. I mean, you're actively like you're an adult man, so to speak. He texts this. Barron Trump turns 18 today. He's fair game now. Barron Trump turns 18 today. He's fair game now.
What the fuck is that?
What does that mean? Fair game. Like, you want a little nookie? You want to suckle on the peace pipe? Like, what do you want? Obviously, we can imagine this guy is like, oh, he's fair game to go after and like attack him or. But, okay, his son. Now, I don't know. I really don't know anything about Barron Trump except that he's like 9 feet tall, but I've never seen any videos. I've never seen him really like maybe talk like briefly in a video, but not really. Like he's barely in the spotlight. He's barely there. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't that I'm aware. I haven't seen him on Twitter or anything like that. Right. But just to say that about someone's son, like that kid has nothing to do aside from being the son of Donald Trump. Just really fucking creepy. Right. So I showed this picture and then what I do is there. Yeah. And then I screenshot and it says this post has been deleted. So now it's not, it doesn't even exist, of course. All right. So, post is deleted. Oh no. But not before, look at this. Not before it got 519,000 views. So my question is, like, why delete it at this point? It's been seen. It's been reposted. I guess reposted 122 quotes or 500. I understand people removing something because, okay, before it gets worse. But I don't know. I guess it's a good move for this idiot. It's not going to help him. But I guess it will stop how far it goes. If it was up and it was always there, people can, it's just not a good move. 7:44 in the morning. Before 8 o'clock. So this dude like woke up and posted that. He posted that. He woke up and posted, I guess it's his birthday today. Like, who has that on the calendar? Did anyone know aside from this dude that it was Barron Trump's birthday? Isn't that a weird thing to know? I know my parents' birthdays and my sister's birthday and Mama Swolio's birthday. I don't remember anyone else's fucking birthday, let alone the president's son. Like, hey, he's 18. He's fair game now. What the fuck are you talking about? It's a weird thing to say. It's a weird thing to say. Had this tweet ready, right? Had the draft saved. Just think about what has to go through an adult person's mind to be like, all right, it's his birthday today. Okay, do you want to fuck him or what? You want to ask him out? So that's why I did the, why is this dude hitting on Barron Trump? Creepy chill out groomer. We got a couple other stories here, but we'll get into a video first. But I just wanted to start that off. It's just really, really weird. Okay, let's do this. Cerny, let's go with the goat. Who's ready for a little? Who's ready for a little goat share? I told you yesterday, everyone, make sure you hit the thumbs up button on Rumble. I reminded you that I changed the cushions, put out some little steak cookies over there in the corner. So Cerny, let me know how those cookies taste, because on your way to the corner, Cerny, number three, this is called Dead Name. All right.
Post this or not, but I don't know if I'm going to post this or not, but I just need a fucking rant.
Bad decision.
Universal Labor Support just fucking called me.
Okay, pause this for a second. At the top, it says TW. If you don't know what TW is, trigger warning. Oh, you might read something you don't like. You might get twigged. You might get twigged. Yelling and transphobia regarding dead naming. Oh, I'm trans. I'm triggered. Yelling words. Sticks and stones, but words may never hurt me. It's the opposite now with Gen. What is this, Gen Z? Yeah, everything hurts. The words hurt the most. Absolute pussies. Okay.
And the first thing they fucking did is fucking dead name me. Love that. We're off to a really fucking good start. They ask if I'm available for a fucking shift. In 9 fucking weeks, they have not fucking scheduled me.
Okay.
First of all, mostly everyone who calls from labor support knows me as fucking Max, not fucking dead name. Getting off to a really fucking good start right there, aren't we? Second, pretty much everyone I talk to knows about my fucking situation. They know that I'm homeless. It's not like I have a bed I can fucking crawl up in and take a nice fucking goddamn nap.
What?
I don't have a fucking accessible shower. I don't have anywhere to keep my fucking dog.
What? Is anyone like, okay, what's the point? I thought there was like a topic and then all of a sudden it's... Just let me know. I don't know if I missed something important. I mean, I definitely not important, but so this girl wants to be a boy or wishes that she were a boy. You know, what's interesting about all of these videos, especially the females that are trying to be men, like, you do know men don't whine on videos like this. You don't see actual men doing videos like this. So that's a good place to start if you want to pretend to be a man. You might want to do it properly. Just like Dylan Mulvaney is trying to be a woman, making fun of women. It's just like the biggest troll ever. Like, that's not how women act. And if that did, if women acted, if that was accurate, then, man, we would not be interested in women.
trying to fucking schedule me on Sunday. No fucking notice. Nobody calls me and says, hey, yo.
They just called you.
We want to schedule you now. No. They ask if I'm available to their fucking needs after they fucked me over for 9 fucking weeks. Go fuck yourself, Universal. Fuck you for dead naming me. Fuck you for not changing my fucking name on my ID.
I'm triggered.
Fuck you for not understanding my situation. Fuck you for being transphobic. I am so fucking done with companies fucking us over. I am so sick and fucking tired of filling out application after fucking application for loans to get money to get ahead. I am so fucking done.
I'm going to pause this. I wonder, you're trying to get loans to get ahead. Well, that's not really how you get ahead. By borrowing, if you can't pay it. Okay. Aside from all that, I wonder if when you're applying to get loans or things like that, and you say your one name and then you fill out your information and no one, nothing shows up for that name. And then like there's a conflict. You ever fill out something and your mailing address or your billing address doesn't add up, or what's different on your license is different than your mailing and it's a fucking mess and they can't confirm you because, well, this doesn't match this. So we don't, you know, I wonder if maybe that's an issue too. Did this person legally change their name? Not like I actually care, but.
When will these fucking companies learn?
There's more. How is there more?
The whole reason why I'm in this situation is because they don't fucking pay me enough.
That's
and I'm not
it.
The only one.
That's not it.
I hate living in my fucking car. I hate not being able to work. I hate not.
They just asked you to work.
Having a fucking roof over.
You have to
me
work.
And my partner's head. I keep trying doing everything I can to fucking live.
Except a job. So they call you, whatever it is. Maybe they didn't call you earlier. I get it. I'm sure these systems are. If they're government run systems, is she talking about like unemployment? Right? Or something like that. That's why. If it's government run, it's a hot mess. Like that shit isn't efficient. It's just government bloat. Nothing in the public sector works well. It's all private. Like, so another, again, why are we spending so much money on the government? It's to pay more people to do less work. We're just printing more. We have to have somewhere for all this money printing to go. That's why we're trying to go to a war all the time. That's why, you know, we want new, I'm not getting paid enough. Well, if you get paid more, it's going to make everything more expensive. If you get paid more, they're not going to hire you. They're going to hire someone. If a company has to pay more for an employee, they're going to take the highest quality employee that they can. These people don't realize that if companies just start paying people more money, there's less positions available because companies will not be able to afford to pay as much people. I don't think we talked about it, but the Tyson Foods is getting canceled or blocked or boycotted. I mean, you shouldn't be eating anything from Tyson Foods anyway. It's I think pretty much all ultra processed garbage. You know, people, they eat what they can. I get it, but you want to opt for anything else, but they were firing like 40,000 people so they could hire, illegal, you know, criminal aliens. They want to hire probably for an extreme discount or to get them working cards and whatever it is. That way they can vote or they have to stay now that they have jobs. They can't get deported, right? It's all just a big grift, like whatever. So a lot of investment firms are pulling out their money and Tyson Foods and all that stuff. So if you heard that story, and let's say I have a company, I have 10 employees, I'm paying them $15 an hour. It's a really good wage for what we're doing, location, whatever. Then the government comes in like, you need to pay me more. I have to pay $30 an hour. Guess what? Now I only have 5 people working for me. And now the products decline or the service gets worse because there's less people working because I have, and the prices of the products increase because I have to make more money to cover, you know, I'm paying the same output, but like, let's say it's a little bit more. Now let's say my bills go up and let's say it's not an even 5 people. Now I only hire 6, or now I'm a little bit more in the negative. So I have to raise my prices of my products. And then there's less people that can hire. So then if it's this lunatic and 10 other people, and now there's 5 jobs or 4 jobs or 3 jobs rather than 10, guess what? I'm not going to pick this bottom of the barrel. I'm going to go with someone with a really good degree. Who knows? I'm going to go with someone who's as qualified as possible if I have to pay $30, $35 an hour to serve or do whatever. So you have less jobs available. And of course, now what companies are doing is why, and I know a lot of food places do this. Now, you probably notice this if you're driving cross state or you're going to one of those, you know, major highway rest stops. You see a lot of these food kiosks. There's no one even working there, right? Airports and stuff. You just see something on the front facing. Everything happens behind, and then you don't have to interact with a person. So AI has taken all these jobs. You have some kiosks that make the food. The fucking robots cook the food, make the food, whatever it is, and then shoot it out through a little slot. You could order on your phone and pick it up when you get to the airport out of like a little drawer, like a cubby. You don't even have to have an employee. So now you have zero fucking employees. So not only this, you have the Democrats and all the rest of the Marxists and communists that are saying pay people more, and all these people that have no skills that just want more money thinking that'll solve the problem. It's going to make everything compounded worse, especially with the combination of the rise of AI, which is exponential. People think it's going to take 10, 20 years. No, it's like a couple years away where this shit's going to be fully scaled. It's always goes faster than you think, and it's exponential growth, not linear growth. So you're going to have this exponential explosion in combination with all this. The companies are going to say, you know what? And if I was a company and I ran it like that and I had 10 employees and now I can only hire seven and then six, and you have people like this picketing and complaining, it's like, you know what? Fuck all that shit. Now I have zero employees. Now I keep all the money. I pay a little online service, or I get some loans for the materials or the robotics, whatever. Now I don't even need an employee. Now I'm making more money and I have to put up with this bullshit. I don't have to put up with this fucking person screaming about harassment or dead naming. I don't need to deal with any of that shit. That's what these companies are doing. Why pay 10, 15, 20, 1,000, 10,000 people when you could pay zero people and increase your shareholder profits, et cetera, by, I don't know, 500%? Fuck yeah. Yep. Yep, they're going to just fuck people right out of business. So you're already done. You're already done. I know you feel like you're done. It hasn't even started yet.
To have a comfortable life, but it's not fucking enough. I know, because this country doesn't fucking believe that minimum wage should be able to pay all your bills comfortably.
That's not...
And I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Yeah, you're not intelligent. You're dumb too. Which is the problem. Let's see. It's the country's fault, right? This country. Oh, this country doesn't believe that you should be able to, that minimum wage should be able to pay all your bills. It's not the country. You're getting this confused. It's all the bureaucracy. It's all the government bloat, which you fascists on the left continue to want to increase. You want all this government spending, increase Social Security and Medicaid and all these free unemployment. You want all these free fucking handouts. It's going to make it worse. That's the reason why minimum wage doesn't pay bills. Going off the gold standard, just completely eroding our property rights. Like, it's horrific. It's much worse than people think. You're just seeing the whip effect of all this. All these changes sometimes take decades and a bunch of cycles, right? You had all these cycles in the 70s and the 80s, and then the dot-com crash, and then 2008, the housing crisis, right? The GFC, great financial. Yeah. So it's going to keep on going. It's going to keep on going. Like COVID, that was just a blip. COVID just kind of fast forwarded things a little bit. It just sped things up. It sped this cycle up. That's why everything is like ramped up. It was kind of like several years of spending in a short period of time, but that works right into the way that the Uniparty wants it to go. That's where that one world government, that's the ideal. Right? You just fucking collapse all these countries and then unify with the UN or all these other, like, the World Health Organization, right? Because you have to think about how these governments would unite. And, you know, things are more linked than ever, but you're starting to see it. You see it after the last few years, and even more so, how everything kind of moves in lockstep. So you got to resist all this shit and resist the stupidity that's just going to perpetuate the problem. This is why the problem exists. But of course, you know, people that are ignorant to this just complain and, you know, yell at the clouds and then still want the things that made the problem to begin with or perpetuates the problem. And by the way, again, yeah, I agree. Minimum wage is not supposed to help you live in a fucking utopia, non-inflationary system. minimum wage will be beneficial if you're in a deflationary system with technology and hard money. You know, we used to have the gold standard, but now Bitcoin is the savior. So Bitcoin is deflationary. That's why everything, all prices fall relative to Bitcoin. When you actually have infinite scarcity, when you have the hardest money ever created by humanity, you are going to have everything fall relative to Bitcoin. And that's a great book to read, The Price of Tomorrow by Jeff Booth. It explains all of that. All prices crash and fall relative to Bitcoin because of the scarcity, because you cannot produce more, because you can't just print by fiat. That's what fiat means. Just government control. You can just make more. You're not creating any more value, just hitting control P and making more money. Every time the government sends money anywhere, okay? Every time they send a free check for unemployment, I'm not saying unemployment's bad complete across, but anytime the government's cutting a check to Ukraine or to Israel or to Gaza, anything, it steals from you. Especially when you didn't vote on it, especially when you didn't approve that, especially when you don't have someone like Ukraine listed as dependent on your fucking taxes. All right. When you have to pay taxes for the death and destruction that the left brought during the BLM riots in 2020, they destroy a good portion of the country, multiple billions of dollars of damage, and then you have to foot the bill. That shit doesn't just get fixed magically. Doesn't get fixed by accident. It gets fixed with money. And let me tell you, it's not any of their money. It's your money. All right. So rather than worry about what name they called me, learn some fucking skills and pull yourself up because no one else will. You know, you're perpetuating a system where no one gives a fuck. Unemployment, or not unemployment, but homelessness, that shit's not going to get solved. You know why? Because we've spent billions of dollars on it and it magically isn't any better. You know why? Because most of these people have mental disorders. They should be in mental institutions, not left out doing drugs on the street. And there's no incentive. If your whole career is built upon fixing the homeless, why would you want to fix the problem? It's just like a psychiatrist, you know, that's just kind of grifting off their patients saying like, oh, you're chronically depressed or you have ADHD. Come talk to me about your problems. And all you do is keep on paying a subscription. That's what it is. You know, you get your 25th booster and then Pfizer, you know, they can rub another one out and be like, oh yeah, give us that money. Give us that subscription. They just want you to give them money over and over again. And if they can get money from you any way possible, they tax you when they pay you. They tax you when you pay them. They tax you when you buy something. They tax you when you sell something, you inherit something. It's just, you're bled out. It's hard not to look at the evil. It's hard. Like, you inherit something from your parents, they work their ass off for, and then they tax the fuck out of it when they transfer it to you. It's like they just stole from your parents, or your grandparents give something to you, like, and they're dead. And like, they just stole from your, you know, all the hours that you're, parents spent away working, or your grandparents, or your great grandparents, they just stole from their fucking life. They just stole right from the fucking ground that they're buried in. It's evil. That's all it is. Your personal property, you know, your wealth, that's literally your life and how it's stored. So if you're storing your money in a bank in cash, all the energy that you've used, all those hours away, you know, just working, doing shit that you didn't want to do, or maybe you did want to do, but all that time, when it's harder for you to buy something, it's stealing your life. That's your life. Your money is your life. And it's like, well, there's more to life than money. Money is how humans exchange life energy. That's what it is. Your efforts go into building a house. You get money, which you can buy food, right? So they say time is money. Life is money. Money is how we save our time. Money is how we save our life. And it should be getting more valuable in the future. If you put it away and you save it, it should be worth more in the future because you're putting it off. Low time preference, long, you know, long vision. Whatever you do now should be more valuable in the future, but it's not. And they're stealing from it every fucking day. That's why I'm a huge proponent of Bitcoin. Because you put it away, it gets more valuable. So you're more like, you save. It's a savings technology. You save it, and in the future, it's worth more, as it should be. Otherwise, it's just like a, an hourglass and the sand's just constantly draining. All right, let's do another video. One, two, or three. One, two, or three.
What's in the box?
Good rants today. One, two, or three. Oh, let's do this video. Let's see. Charlie Kirk says, a literal queer clown show is protesting Candace Owens outside of tonight's Turning Point USA event at the University of Pittsburgh. If this is the face of left-wing outreach, please send more over the target. Oh, my God. A literal queer clown show. So it's... I'll zoom in, but you gotta hear... It's...
We're here!
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're let's queer! See. Get these fascists out of here! We're here! We're queer.
It's literally clowns.
Get these out of here.
We're here.
Out of here. We're here. We're queer. Get these fascists out of here. We're here. We're queer. Get these fascists out of here.
Anyone scared? Anyone scared? I'm frightened. Oh no. Oh no. I know everyone's thinking, yeah, shit, Civil War? Civil War is going to last 15 minutes. They just, why did it zoom in? Dead name everyone. Oh, get that fucking mook off my screen. Ugh, why is it so? All right, I don't know why that zoomed in. Did I save it? Oh, that guy's a fucking disaster. I hate his face. And by the way, here's a little bit more. This guy who's pretending to be a woman from Planet Fitness in Alaska, is still wearing dresses. He's still doing this. Look at this dude. What the fuck is this, bro? What?
I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
So this is the guy still using women's locker rooms because they banned the woman that complained and they're still allowing this dude to be in a women's locker room. Ladies, would you feel comfortable being in a locker room changing with this guy? He's a dude wearing a skirt and a... Bro. What the fuck, man? What is happening? What is going on? What is going on? Ridiculous. What is going on? That's so weird. All right, let's do positive charisma. Ah, Cerny, you have some company positive charisma.
What's in the box?
To the corner with ya. Racism is not a choice. Racism is not a choice.
You keep using the word. Oh. I don't think it means what you think it means.
All right, let's... Wait, what?
Racism is not a choice. You were not taught to be racist. You...
Not off to a good start there. You kind of are. But I'll see what it's, I'll see what the rest of it says and we'll talk about it.
Fellow white person... Like everybody else, we're born into a world that you did not create. Everything you inherited, whether biologically or socially, was not your choice. And that's the same thing with racism.
You mean we're products of our environments? Oh my goodness. Yeah, we also have access to the internet, so we're also able to get more information. You didn't choose, like, you can learn and choose and change. Like, you absolutely can. You absolutely can. And you can change and you can learn. Of course, you can. We've seen it. This is how things have changed.
We're born into a racial caste system in which white-bodied individuals are the oppressor class. Whether you wanted that designation or not, that's the system that you and I were born into.
I don't think so.
We had no choice in the matter.
I'm pretty sure there's tons of rappers and artists and... vocal artists and NBA players and NFL players and MLB players and soccer players. And there are plenty of all different colors that are super successful in races. So obviously this guy's a racist and he's just trying to justify his own racism. You didn't choose it. Neither did I. I'm white. So I'm automatically an oppressor racist. Yo, this is not a therapy couch. No one cares about your problems. I certainly do not.
However, once you become aware of how things are, once you've become educated about your role in how things are, then you have a choice. Do you want to stand firm and uphold the system you've inherited? Fighting.
It's like,
when you don't have information, don't know, you can't do anything about it. But then once you know, you have a choice.
You don't say. You mean a car doesn't drive without gasoline? Like, no, are you saying that you know what you know until you know more? And then you know more? Oh my God. You mean education? You mean knowledge? Oh. Yeah. Doesn't sound like you're using yours very well.
If anyone and everyone that brings up privilege, equity, justice, racial oppression, or do you Communist. Want things to change? More often than not, those of us that are white are so preoccupied with trying to separate ourselves from the group to justify and set ourselves apart as the good or safe white person.
Like this dude. Or is he black or something? Is he supposed to be black? Because he's like 0.5%. Like this guy's just doing what he's talking about. Set ourselves apart as the good or safe white person. I'll tell you what. I don't care if anyone thinks I'm safe. Quite the opposite. I hope you think I'm a fucking lunatic. And I hope you think I'm very unsafe and you stay the fuck away from me. I would not try to be. I'm not trying to be a safe white person. No, don't come near me. I'm very dangerous. Stay the fuck away.
When you live in a racial caste system, there's no such thing. We're all complicit in upholding the system until we start pushing against it and fight to dismantle it like our lives depend on it.
That's not a good idea. Chesterton's fence. You don't realize because you were born into a world that you do not understand. You don't realize that a lot of the systems that we have in place, there's no racist systems, none of that stuff. You're not oppressed. Get the fuck out of here. They're there for a reason, right? But we keep on changing and tweaking and adding these, you know, communist bylaws and, you know, equal opportunity. We're inching. All these leftists are trying to get equal outcome. So that's what Marxism and communism is. There's no truth but power. And there's always an oppressed class until that oppressed class or the people that are wielding the power of this virtual oppression take power and then eradicate everyone that helped them get there. This is always about a small totalitarian bunch. Every communist society has a few people in the government, right, that used everyone's emotion and this oppression dynamics in order to seize power. There's always that's why we're compounding into the haves and have-nots. That's why the wealth disparity is increasing so much because of these Marxists, which is the philosophy that communism is based on. You know, it says like, you know, you heard the phrase, right? You'll own nothing and be happy. We will own everything. It's not, you know, you will own nothing and be happy. We will own shit. That's what it means. You only hear the, you will do this. You will do this. Oh, they're not saying that. You will do. Yeah. But you forget the we part. Who is the we? The small elite class gang, smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
As they do.
Okay, good. You're alive. Okay. Yeah. What I will say is our lives depend on getting rid of these liars from our midst and from the vocal. That's the downside of social media. You get a lot of people that have a voice, but I'll be honest, most people don't need a voice. Most people don't deserve a voice. And most people's voice is retarded. Most people's voice is going to be this idiotic noise. And a lot of people are getting much more of a microphone. And again, I'm not saying we should remove people. I'm not saying we should ban people from social media and things like that. But what I'm saying is that's why you're seeing more of the insanity. It's because you have a very small fringe minority that has leveraged a lot of control because they shitpost and they've been doing it for a decade. And most people are just starting to catch up to this. So talking about liars without integrity, this is why I'm a fan of James O'Keefe. So check out this video and then we'll wrap up. It's a good one to end on.
Is it 10 million? Is it 10 million? Is it 20 million? Is it 100 million? What is your price? Because if your price is not your life, then you are for sale. If your price is not your life, then you are for sale. So, if you're going to be a truth teller, your price has to be your life. I can't surround myself with people whose price is not their life. Because the enemy, whatever the enemy is, whether it be physical, legal, spiritual, will attack the vulnerability of the person who can be compromised. So you get real spiritual real fast if you're going to do this type of work. Is it 10 million? Is it 20 million? Is it 100 million?
That's powerful shit. And again, right? You might think that $10 million, I mean, it gets you thinking, right? And he's absolutely right. Because technically, a lot of people say, like, what would you do? Papa Swole, would you cut your hair off for $1,000? No. Papa Swole, would you cut your hair off? Would you shave your head for $10,000? No. Papa Swole, would you shave your head for $100,000? No, but it changes the conversation. And a lot of people just say these hypotheticals. Would you do it for $100 million? And people are like, no. But if someone literally had, because who has that kind of money? Very few people have that kind of money. So it's so abstract. No one's sitting there with a button saying, hey, you will see this number. You will literally have this money. So you have to think about it. If that was actually true. Papa Solio, would you shave your head for $1 million? And it's legit. Like, it's legit. The money's all there. It's in your account. Or it's like, hey, we'll send you this $1 million, like, or $1 million, whatever, in Bitcoin. I'm like, oh, $1 million. It's like, I have principles and I don't want people to pay me to do things, but it's like, the hair's going to grow back. Right. So it gets to a point where it's like, you're an idiot. If you don't take that, you're going to look back. What could I do with $1 million? Not, I'm just saying, let's say, okay, someone literally is going to give me $1 million. I shave my head. I film it. That video, we do some videos like that. It goes viral. I can wear a wig. I can do all sorts of funny stuff. I can donate it, right? We can cut the hair. I could donate it to charity. Like, it could do there could be a lot of good things that come from it that could, you never know, right? Then you say something like, what about 10 million? It's like, fuck, absolutely. Right? So everyone has a price. I'm not saying I would have to think that hard for $1 million, but if it's like, oh, would you do it for $500? No. But everyone's got a price. We just don't think of it as, okay, what actually is yours? If the stakes are high enough, we see in Congress and people that are getting paid out and under the table, right? The Biden crime family, you start seeing all these exchanges to Joe Biden and to his son Hunter and all this stuff. Millions of dollars. Look, they might be in power, but millions of dollars are millions of dollars. $100,000 a month, that's a lot of fucking money. Even with inflation and all that stuff, it's a lot of money. So again, right? So everyone has a price. And like I said, I have principles. I don't like to do that. But I mean, you give me a high enough price, like, I'll shave my fucking head. Why not? Right? Shave your beard for... It's going to grow back. So again, it's like, yeah, I'm just being honest. Like if someone wants to give me money for that, I'd be like, why? Are you real? Is that for real? It's not a hard decision if that's legit. So think about people of power. Think about mega corporations, people that have billions or access to trillions in capital. $5 million for them, that ain't much. But to someone who's like, keep your mouth shut, we'll give you $5 million. Like, a lot of people will be like, oh, well. But then what happens is, that's the problem. Right? What you did. You sold yourself out, and that's your own integrity. So the money is going to come and go, but it's kind of like blood money. You sold your soul for that money. That's what it is. So he's not saying that like you're going to jump off a cliff, but at the same time, it's your integrity. And you're going to know, you're the one that has to live with that. And a lot of people make that decision, and then guess what they do? They feel so shitty about it. So they make that decision. They sell themselves out, right? Pedro said, that's why I didn't get the Fauci ouchie. Yeah, like that's a lot of people.
The tax, right? On me, quite frankly, are a tax on science.
So a lot of people did that, quote unquote, against their will, or they didn't want to lose their job. And they did it because they justify to themselves why they did it. And they get angry at anyone else that shows them evidence that it was a very dangerous decision, that it wasn't well tested, that it's killing many, 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 many people, lifelong vaccine injuries. So, of course, they're going to be on the team. Ignore that, la, 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 put their fingers in their ears because they're trying to justify their new reality. The human mind doesn't do well with lies and deception. That's why when people cheat on someone in relationships, you kind of give yourself away, you self-sabotage. Like, humans don't do well with living lies unless you're a sociopath or a psychopath, right? Unless you're one of those, then you can live that and pretend to be someone else, and it's just like compulsive. So people try to justify their terrible decisions, like the Nazis and, you know, the Nazi Socialist Party back in the 30s and 40s. That's what happens. People justify why they did it. Well, I had to do it for my family. I had to do it to save this. I had to do it for that. Well, I didn't want to do that, but in that situation, you just justify why you did it. And then it kind of compounds because you have to keep on facilitating that delusion that you did it for the right reasons, right? The way it went, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's all that. You keep on saying, oh, it's for a good reason. Well, you can justify whatever you want, but push comes to shove, there is an objective morality. Morality is objective. People say, well, it's subjective. Not really. That's not what morality is. Just like north is north, up is up, down is down, right? Gravity. Morality is very binary. It's very mathematical. It's very objective. There's shades of different things. There's like arguments in between. But if you take the absolute, that's why you have people that take the moral argument, like all abortion, no matter what, like you're objectively killing a baby. Whether or not you think that that's acceptable at the beginning, that's a different argument. But there is moral, right? It's like up and down, like steal, like, you know, the Ten Commandments and stuff like that. Which, instead of going down another road, the loss of religion in our country is also a major reason why things have gone completely insane, because there is no moral compass. You have these fucking lunatics. I'm just going to show this on the screen. I'm not going to play the insane chant again. But you have these absolute maniacs. Look at these fucking people. Yeah, fighting fascism by leveraging the power of the state. That's... the left is a walking L. That's why it's called the left. It's just the complete antithetical hypocrisy. It's just constant hypocrisy. They're fighting like the obsession with the state, essentially, as they push for greater governmental control and suppression, as they fight for the state. They're fighting against themselves too. They're cutting off their organs. They're sterilizing themselves. They're just keep on punching themselves in the dick and the clit. How come I'm in pain? Well, you stop fucking hurting yourself. Stop assaulting yourself. It's awesome. Keep it up. Keep it up. No one wants more of you anyway. All right. 1 year transformation pants. Maybe you're lifting weights. Let's see what we got here. Music. Much better music. I don't mind that. I've always like, it's terrible gangster rap. All right. March 15, 2023, 250 plus pounds. She must be really fucking tall. She must be to be 200. You don't look, she doesn't look that big. She doesn't look 250. 250 on a female. That's a lot of body fat. 250. Does she look 250? Maybe she's like 5'10". I can't tell where she's standing. She looks pretty tall in this lower camera angle though, but I just can't tell with that bedding. It's a different camera angle, but she does look taller. 200. She's gotta be like 6 feet tall. All right. Why is all these videos kind of look weird? Like it's always, there's something weird about these videos, no matter what it is. 250 plus pounds. Well, good for you. You're looking great. Congratulations. But I don't know. She might be really tall. You do not look like I've weighed so many women. Just not looking 250. Just not looking 250. 250 plus. Anyone? Am I off there? Or is this, does that, doesn't look right, right? And then 200 with like how thin you look in the next one. I mean, if I had to guess, I don't know how tall she is, but if I just to guess, you know, there's a nightstand and a bed. Yeah, it's a great job. No, I'm not. But I'll be honest, like, almost don't look much different from these two pictures. Like, her face could be a different outfit. Like, it's a loose and baggy outfit, and then the other one she's wearing all black. So I, oh, it's the same. Oh, it's supposed to be the same pants. So the same pants are on the left, right? That's more tight, and then they're really baggy. But maybe she could have pulled them out. I see they're tight. I don't know. I'm confused. I would say here she might be like 175. 180? Like, maybe? I feel like you could weigh that and be 160 and look like that. I don't know. I just guess how it all depends on how tall she is. Yeah, here you could be like, what, 145 maybe if you're tall? This was like 180, and this is 145 maybe? I don't know. Those numbers don't add up, but maybe she's really, really tall. But I didn't want to linger on that. I didn't expect to linger on it. But it's just because women don't have as much muscle mass or bone density as men. So for a woman at a given height to be that weight, you're just going to have more fat on you. So more often than not, it's rolling out of your clothes and you're wider than a dude. A dude's going to distribute that differently because naturally a dude will have more muscle mass. Doesn't mean that some women, if you train hard, if you're a woman who trains and you're a guy who's sedentary, a woman can have more muscle mass for sure. But, on average. Interesting. Now it just got me curious, like, how tall is she? But good for you. Good for you. I see another video here that says benefits of being fat, part two. We know there are no benefits, so I'm not going to watch that video. We have one throwback, fam. Let's give away today's swole card. Thanks for being here. Are you ready? It's a Sun the Nips card. Falcon, take us away. Use that. Sun the Nips. Sun the Nips. Sun the Nips. Winner, winner. Winner, winner, steak dinner. It is L.E.T. Uno, dos, tres.
Congratulations.
Felicidades. All right. L.E.T. 123, hashtag Sun the Nips. Congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2875 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. We'll send you the swole card and we'll take some soundboard requests. We got a throwback coming up just after the piano cock. Don't nobody go nowhere. Let's see a little Tainty Man in the meantime. Ah, yes, sir. Aww. Very bashful covering his taint, but a nice, solid deployment. Good angle. Let's get a look at those upper paws. Sweet, sweet Tainty Man. And of course, we have.
I gave it a 10! A fucking 10!
Just a little faceplant church. Oh, bumpers. Oh. Some soundboard requests. Hold on, let me get back to the text. Rusty spoons, indeed.
I like to caress rusty spoons.
Sweet church.
I'm totally comfortable in my body. I just don't want to be in pain.
No medication except my fucking antidepressants.
Your head's over here. That's here. Look at her little cow spotted belly. Cow spots. Your bellies. Still laying there. Still laying there.
There's Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
All titties. Daddy's got a sling dong. Coast to coast. All right. Very nice. Thank you so much for being here. Let me crank this up. Troll toll for Matt. Oh, I got you.
You want the baby boy's hole. You got to pay the troll toll. You got to pay the troll toll to get in.
You have to pay the troll toll to get into that boy's hole, Churchy. I know you want it. I know you want it, but you can't has unless you pay the troll toll. I told you. I told you yesterday. You didn't want to pay. All right. Throwback time. Beaches. And a one. And a two. And a trois.
Wait, even though you're... If you're not losing weight, even though you're trying everything, number one, you're a liar.
If a client comes to you and says, yeah, I've tried everything to lose weight, and your first response is to call them a liar?
Yeah, I would.
People say they've tried everything, and they haven't. People are hypocritical. They lie all the fucking time. I don't know why I've gained 500 pounds. I don't know. You don't know?
You don't deserve their business. And all you've really managed to do is to make them feel worse about themselves and increase the distance between them and the fitness community.
Good riddance.
People love blaming everybody but themselves. Fact. My food, I'm busy, fact. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody fact. Gives a fuck, dude.
If this is how you speak on a public fact. Platform, I can only imagine how you speak to your clients in private.
You don't know shit.
She sounds like the female version of me. Maybe she is being harsh. Okay, the truth can hurt. If you let it hurt,
pussy.
It's one thing to be honest with someone, but telling them that nobody gives a fuck?
They don't. All right, that's funny. That's funny. That was a good edit. You know what's even funnier about that? But telling them that nobody gives a fuck? You ready for this? An hour ago on Twitter, I put no one cares about your feelings. Go to the fucking gym, you chode.
Oh my God, you told people no one gives a fuck?
Yeah, most people don't. What, 99.999 infinity people on the planet don't give a fuck about your problems. The only people that do is you and like maybe your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, parents. Like those are the people that actually care. No one else fucking cares. This is the truth. Does anyone care? Look, I tell people to go to the fucking gym. Does anyone care if I actually trained? You don't know if I did or not. I know I did. But like, do you care? Like, I want you guys to go to the gym, but like, I know some of you, like maybe someone watching or listening, like I didn't go to the fucking gym. Ha ha. Showed him. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I'm doing my own stuff. I'm assuming you guys won't go. I'm doing it anyway. I don't need this podcast to go to the fucking gym. I don't need to tell you to go to the fucking gym to make sure I do it. I've been doing it. This is what I've been doing. This is what I do. Crazy, right? Crazy, crazy. So that's like objectively true. So when saying nobody cares is as close to the truth as, but even if 100,000 people really are passionate about, do the math on that. 100,000 people actually give a fuck. Come on. No one really cares. It's what happens when celebrities pass and like, oh, they're really famous people, right? And they're gone. Okay. Life moves on. Their family cares. No one else. So like, think anyone's going to miss any one of us? Like, yeah, a couple people until they're gone themselves. And it's like, okay. So live your life, enjoy. And then no one's going to remember. No one's going to remember. So focus on yourself, focus on doing your shit and stop waiting for other people to pat you on the back and tell you it's okay to do what you want to do. Or it's okay to think that it's okay to train hard. It's okay. You're allowed to. It's like, I don't need your approval and I don't care about your opinion because it doesn't matter. You don't give a shit. So why does your opinion matter? It doesn't. Go to the fucking gym. Do it because you should. And if you don't, it's all right. I'm going to get mine. Thanks for being here. Love you, Beaches. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's. Deuce, McGoose. Yeah, boy. Papa Swolio. Oh, out.
Crazy flow. Need a straight jacket. Cash flow. I'm
a bank addict. Six subs had the bass smacking. 808 had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they can't laugh and they so mad. It's like
good thing, yeah, I found that. Young king with my crown at.